You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recent tensions within Te Pāti Māori that exploded into the light last month have culminated in the expulsion of two, quote, rogue MPs, Mariameno Kapakingi of Te Tai Tokoro and Takuta Ferris of Te Tai Tonga. Despite this, much remains unresolved, and controversy lingers over the preceding actions, the manner in which they were communicated online, and how the expulsion was handled by the party leadership. I spoke with Jason Meeker, Professor of Māori Management at the University of Auckland, to get his perspective on the expulsions.
To kick us off, we've seen really dramatic moments coming out of Te Pāti Māori and the kicking out of two MPs for allegedly breaking the constitution. I'd love to get your opinion on this, starting with the Te Pāti Māori constitution in particular.
Yeah, I guess with respect to the constitution, you know, it's not a document that I've read, but they will have rules that they adhere to within the constitution, and clearly there's been a sort of a breakdown in terms of how those rules are applied or given effect by the two members which have been, I guess, ousted from their party. One of the things that I've been sort of thinking about since that decision was made to remove the two MPs from Te Pāti Māori is really the implications of that for the constituents that those members represent and their relationship with Te Pāti Māori. You know, the effect of it is really just to highlight the sort of to focus on the individual representative, but there's also the party dynamic there too, in terms of voters voting for a party and the representatives of that party, but in this instance they've kind of separated out the two, you know, the person from the party in order to resolve some sort of unresolvable problem there.
Right. I've seen comments made that suggest that some of the regional party executives of Te Pāti Māori in Te Tai Tokoro, when Mariameno was booted, weren't necessarily as involved in that process as the constitution or Te Kawa of Te Pāti Māori would have intended it to. What would that mean, do you think, for that connection between party and candidate and electorate?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a whole lot of haze. You know, there's just a whole lot that's not clear, not transparent in terms of who's involved and to what extent in terms of the decisions that have been made. And I think there's a lot that we're not seeing in terms of the underlying problems and the nature of the problems and also the nature of an extent of regional representatives and committees and constituent involvement in the decisions that have been made to oust the two members. So I think there's a lot to sort of still play out there.
In relation to that, how do you feel people are taking it at the moment, given the way it's impacting Te Pāti Māori as a whole and potentially their electoral prospects going forward? Obviously, there might be upset from the community or questions unanswered. How do you feel?
I mean, I feel like, it's not a good situation. It's not a good situation for Te Pāti Māori, for the members, for the community, for the Māori community and for Aotearoa, because, you know, what's really important is that we have, you know, effective, united sort of Māori representation in Parliament so that the issues of the day can be progressed and advanced, and people's well-being can be advanced in that place. And at the moment, it's not really the business of the day. You know, it's really trying to resolve differences is really the focus at the moment. And so It is a little bit disappointing, but these are the, you know, it's the nature of politics and how things can go in Parliament.
In terms of larger policy disagreements, it's not necessarily clear that there have been large ones, or at least that that hasn't been made public if there have been, between the candidates that have been pushed from the party and the party itself. It seems that a lot of this could be centering around tensions between two families, two whānau. Is that frustrating, given even the unity between these candidates, it's not able to be resolved?
I guess that's part of the haziness that we're not fully aware of. The issue seems to be aspects of behaviour, aspects of relationship that have caused some problems for the Pātihi Māori leaders and members, but that the specific nature of those problems, the behaviour, the differences in viewpoint, the differences in terms of what's going on, it's not really clear to us, because at the moment there's no agreement about what the problem is and what's caused it, and whether or not the, you know, the decision that's been taken is the right one for the party going forward, but it's the decision that's been made.
With a lot of these tensions playing out on social media, with Kiritamahere Waititi and also Iru Kapakingi both voicing their sides of the story, to some extent at least, on Instagram, do you feel like that is a positive thing for getting the story out there and getting their perspectives to people about what these tensions for them mean? Or do you feel like perhaps this is creating sort of undue publicity on this issue that created more problems than it solved?
Well, it's certainly one way to communicate with your constituents and about how you feel, but it's in terms of resolving, you know, what's gone on, you know, social media is probably not the right place to resolve disagreements. So ultimately it's going to have to come down to, and it probably has come down to discussions, kōrero, wānanga, to try to resolve things. But social media is the sort of the way that we conduct business these days. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to give you the floor here now if there's anything you want to talk about in particular in relation to this.
I think really between now and the next election is, you know, there's a lot to be, you know, to unfold in terms of, I guess, where the Pātihi Māori is at, what's going to happen with the two now independent Māori MPs, what their next moves might be in terms of how do they continue to represent their constituents, and what are their aspirations in terms of remaining potentially in Parliament as independent or in some other form. So all of those sorts of things need to be, will play up, and we'll all be watching with interest, I'm sure.
Do you have any idea now how you feel about that? Do you feel like they should be continuing to stay on in Parliament? Should they be forming a new party like the Mana Movement? Or do you feel like it's something that's more of a wait and see, and they'll do what feels right for them?
Yeah, the two members, Tākuta and Maramino, they were elected by their constituents from their regions as representatives of the Māori Party, and now they've got to, I guess, reaffirm their constituents, whether or not, you know, as independents or in some other form, like another political party or some other form of alliance, is the best way for them to continue to represent those people who put them there.
Thank you very, very much, Jason. It was awesome to have you on.
Yep, kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was Jason Meeke, Professor of Māori Management at the University of Auckland, on the impact of the expulsion of two MPs from Te Pāti Māori.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.